Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio, will help you connect with the Ascended Masters to raise your vibration and understand the lessons of life, balancing karma, fulfilling your earthly mission, and manifesting a becoming God in action. This live call-in show with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters is an opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Masters, all through this transphysical mediumship of Michael Shane and his amazing guests. Now, here is your host, Michael Shane.
Hello, everybody. This is the Michael Shane Show. This is a beautiful day out there. Clouds are in the sky. The birds are singing. Hello. Everything is great. Today, I have a special guest. We're going to talk about sound vibrational healing. My guest is a gentleman by the name of Brian Roberts, and he has a very unique ability to bring out the best in everybody just by using music and sounds. So,
well, let's welcome Reverend Brian Roberts to the Michael Shane Show. Brian, would you please say hello to everyone?
Hello, everybody. Hello, planet Earth.
And wanted to let us know what inspired you to study the holistic approach.
Well, I've been in the healing arts for 40 years now. You'd never know that I was over 40 by looking at me. But I started doing massage work in 1976, and I kept learning and learning and studying, and went from body work, 5.5 years of body work, to body-centered psychotherapy, to movement therapy, to hypnosis, to meditation. And along the way, I was playing a little bit of music, but not very much. Mm-hmm. I stopped playing music for 14 years, and I was encouraged by one of my guides and teachers, mentors, to meditate, talk to God, and ask for direction. And I was given a meditation to work with for 3 weeks. At the end of 3 weeks, I had started playing the guitar again and was chanting. And I thought to myself, is this the message? Is this it? I'm going to start this. And yeah, that's the reality. My vibration has changed. And I produced a lot of CDs and a book with 12 meditation CDs for activations.
Oh, wow. That's
what's the title of the book?
That's the Diamond Heart. Well, the book is called The I Am Presence, Diamond Heart Energy Activations.
Mm-hmm. And could they order this book through your personal contact information?
Yes, it's accessible through me at www.lifeseedcodes.com, but also soon to be available through the Ascension Foundation website, where the music will be available.
And that would be www.michaelshane.com. Now, the one thing that I found really interesting about Brian's work is in 1995, I had an opportunity to go to the HeartMath Institute in Southern California, the Bay Area. They have a bunch of belief systems down there where they take sound from Tibetan bowls, crystal bowls, music to help generate or to activate the molecules of the body. Now, as we all know, our physical body really isn't what we perceive it to be. It is a vibration of energies that's flowing through the cosmic universe every moment of our existence. So when you take the sounds of these energies and you connect them to the molecules of the energy in motion, which is ourselves, then you can change or move the vibration of the energy at the time. If you're like feeling kind of down, you play a certain vibration in the body that changes that feeling down and out, and then you start feeling happy. It's similar to being in a very bad mood, and you walk into a room of a group of people that are laughing, and all of a sudden you can't hang on to that anger and that sadness anymore. You start laughing and you don't even really know why. But that's an energy change. And so at the HeartMath Institute, they do that testing and they make CDs all the time. So a number of years later, I meet this gentleman by the name of Brian Roberts, who's using these heart activations with sound. He uses music. He uses geometrical shape objects. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, wow, how everything comes around and comes together. And so I got to know him. And the one thing that I found is not only does he actually believe in what he's doing, it's also very beautiful, because I'll sit there and lay on his table, and within minutes, maybe 1 or 2 minutes, I'm done. I'm like out for the count, and you can sit there and tickle my feet, and I won't even know it. So, and it's a joy. I've had him work at some of the events that I have had out here in the Seattle and Tacoma area. I've been part of some of his classes and read his book that he has. And it's just amazing stuff. And I wanted to introduce you to Brian today, because it's someone that's really close to my heart, and I really believe in his work, because when I'm around him and he's doing his thing, you definitely feel your energies flowing inside that body, and there's it's almost like a transformation. So who have you studied with, Brian, throughout this process?
Well, I started studying with Eastern teachers when I was 19. I was initiated into meditation techniques through Buddhist lamas, Hindu gurus, Sufi teachers. I studied Kundalini yoga. So I've always been integrating the Eastern Taoism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and into the Western techniques that we have to do in this culture to earn a living.
Well, how would that correlate with coming up with the idea of sounds?
Well, mantras.
Meditation.
These are secret tools that have been used and handed down to our culture for at least 5,000 years. We know that some of the books from the Vedas are at least 5,000 years old.
So we're going back to the time of Babaji.
Exactly. And these are sounds that work on the subatomic level. I like to say that they vibrate in your etheric body. And someone might say, well, what the heck is that? Well, that's a dimension, a subtle dimension of yourself that is closer to your real self than your physical body will ever be. So as you begin to work with a mantra, your subtle energy, of course, Michael is so totally amazingly sensitive, he doesn't really need a mantra. But those of us who've been a little more stuck in 3D, it just helps you shift your awareness from the physical body to the mental body, to the emotional body, then out into the etheric, and eventually into a more settled dimension of ourself called the causal body, which is where all the gifts that we've accumulated through many, many lifetimes is accessible.
Not very many people understand or know what the causal body is. You want to give a little bit of a definition there?
I was hoping you would.
Well, relative to your work and my work, what you're talking about is what I do when I go into trance. I pass through these different bodies, and I can see the vibration of sounds activating the causal body, which is kind of like a storage facility. It has all this information. It's almost like God is hooked in to this body and directs energies and sounds to that aspect of our existence. And then it radiates into the silver cord, into the physical body. And the next thing you know, Michael Shane is down into a trance situation, and I go off, and next thing I come back. And it's like time didn't exist, you see, because the minute I go out, it feels like I'm coming back right away. And next thing you know, there's, you know, gemstones and master teachers.
Amazing.
And things like that.
Amazing.
So in the evolution, how does that correlate with hypnotherapy to meditation to activation?
Well, activation, meditation, and, well, hypnotherapy, usually there's a facilitator taking a person into levels of the conscious mind, or maybe the upper levels of the subconscious mind. Meditation is the same thing, but it's what you do that for yourself. Activation is, at the level that I understand it right now, it's subject to its own growth and evolution. But I have a book that has all of the information and all the activations in them. If you read the book, you're going to hear your own voice. Because when we read, we see, we say, we hear, and then we cognize. That's the reading process. But when you put on a CD and you put yourself into a state of receptivity, then you're vibrating more with the sound of the facilitator. If the facilitator's on a higher vibration than you, then naturally you're just going to raise your vibration. If you're already higher vibration than whatever you're listening to, I recommend you turn it off and find something that's on a higher frequency.
For the sake of our listeners and those that haven't experienced
it. Hey, we should play something.
Well, we should. We should.
Oh, okay. We will in
We will be playing some of your music in a little bit. And I recommend that some of you that are driving to really be careful. So I will talk to everybody in just a moment after these short breaks.
Are you overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Does insecurity interfere with your daily life? Dr. Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, can help you to finally break through these challenging emotions. Dr. Bernie Siegel raves, this book can help you to abandon your past and achieve your potential. Dr. Christine Northup writes, The Fear and Anxiety Solution is beautifully written and loaded with the truth that can free you from the adverse effects of fear and anxiety. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back to the Michael Shane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned and we'll help you connect with the Ascended Masters of the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensions who will help us raise our vibration. We will be here live on air with you on the 3rd and 4th Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern. Well, now we're going to go back to Michael and Brian, but first we would like to play an excerpt of Brian's music for the audience listeners.
Wasn't that beautiful? It's you lay there and you just feel like you're floating on a cloud and everything in the world doesn't matter. All that you're doing is just healing and feeling relaxed, connecting to every aspect of your body, and you're just happy. And that's how we all should be, is just happy and the vibration of love. Well, we're going to go ahead and open up our phone lines today. I'm going to do some readings by Master Jesus today. He's here telling me that he's ready to fill your hearts with the energy of forgiveness, love, light, and the vibrations that follow. You can reach us here at 800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. All right, Brian.
Yes.
What is sound vibrational healing?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's primal to the creative process. There's no work in the God's great universe that doesn't make a little noise or sound. And it's either in the flow and worthy of our attention, or else maybe we encountered bad vibrations or sounds. And our job is to always work with the distinction. It's so rich, it's so deep. There are minor chords that affect certain organs and certain sides of the body. Major chords affect the psyche and organs in the body a certain way. Obviously, the beats, tempos, everything is always having an effect.
And what is that effect? What is it? Does it vary from one to another, or is it the same?
I don't want to say that any one musician or any type of music is better than another, or we require more of it. I think it's important for us to learn to assess how sound affects us. We all need to be students of sound and vibration. How do you, if you check in how you're feeling before you turn on the television, and then if you watch something that's got bad energy and you go to sleep and you have nightmares, then you know, hey, I think I'm going to stay away from that material, you know? If you're listening to something, there's certain types of music you don't really want to listen to. I'm not an entertainer. I consider myself an entertrainer, because I'm teaching people how to become more sensitive to subtle energies. You know, in the West, we work with three states of consciousness: waking, dreaming, and sleeping. But in the East, they have a fourth state, and that one is called meditation. And the masters of the East, the Jungs and the Freuds of the East, understand how to teach people how to get into that space to affect more positive change in their life. And vibration, energy, consciousness are all interwoven together. And so the combination of the guitar, my voice, and like, for instance, on our Temple of Peace CD, with all the mantras, they carry a very unique energy. For instance, there's one mantra that's called the Inner Child Mantra, and it really helps you bring out those qualities. There's a mantra for everything, for creativity, for healing, for, you know, whatever you need. But it's our tuning in, our asking ourselves, how does this affect me, that allows us to take ourselves along our own vibrational path so that we choose the right thing at the right time to get the right effect.
Well, that's just beautiful. Even being around this energy right now, I mean, there's vibrations coming from you, you know, and it's connecting. Cheryl's sitting over there, and this energy's just kind of going like this. It's just absolutely beautiful.
You know, one thing, Michael, I wanted to share with you is that I was doing a brain hemisphere integration process called Alphabiotics for 10 years. And that was the time where I was not playing any music. So I brain balanced people on a daily basis, thousands of people. What happened as a result of my being in that state of balance and introducing it to people was that my energy morphed and then the sound happened. So when I test people, their leg length and their stress levels, and I could physically affect that with my hands, now I test a person, I see that they're out of balance, they're weak or strong, stressed, and 90 seconds on the music, when I test them again, they've gone into a state of synchronization. So that's my goal, is right, left brain synchronization. When you're in sync, everything is better.
And that's without saying.
Yeah, but we're on the radio, so we got to talk about something.
Okay. Well, let us go to the phone lines.
We'll start things off. We'll take Susan calling in from, looks like, Seattle. I'll say, it says Washington. I'll simplify it. And it sounds like she's a little overwhelmed. Let's see if we can help her out. Susan.
Hello, Susan. Yes. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm feeling good. What can I help you with today?
Well, I'm fairly new to energy work, and I just happened to tune into your show. I listen to the station quite frequently, but it's sort of hit and miss as to when I have time to get onto it. And you were talking about sound and how it affects us and vibrations. And I've been working through for about a year now, getting rid of anxiety and panic and a whole raft of symptoms that went with that. But I find that when I walk away from a lot of external noise and things and just go outside, I feel better. But I want to learn some way that I can more easily integrate some more of this wisdom into myself so that I have more tools to handle it.
Well, the first thing is, as you already said, you're not really an indoor person, okay? The vibrations indoors are always bouncing off other objects and the walls and the ceilings, and sometimes that becomes a little sporadic. In some energies with people, that's okay. But with you, you need to be out in nature, go for walks, go for drives, keep your windows down. Of course, in Washington, that's usually meaning you're going to get wet. And work outside, you know, open up that energies from the outside modality and then open your heart to that. And once you open your heart to that, you can be inside, outside, wherever you want to be, and you'll start feeling that energy flow. Because you are a light worker. You're here to help people. You are always there and been there for your friends and family. That's the kind of vibration that Master Jesus tells me that you have been this whole life. And now it's time for you to do something for you, which is basically integrate into your gift. And your gift of sound and energy and vibration is absolutely amazing, but I would practice doing that outside and start with meditation.
Okay. I will go take a walk.
All right. And I'm going to have Brian here, my guest today, just give you a quick add-on to what I just said.
Susan, I do pendulum dowsing with lots of charts. And one of the things I tune in on you is that people are kind of courting you. They're working. You're losing a little energy due to people's attachments. And want to recommend that you explore the 12-minute meditation on the website. It's free. It's a free download. And you want to make sure that you practice good filtration and maintenance of your energy field. Calling upon Archangel Michael to clear cords every day. It's really important for us people that are doing vibrational work for the planet and healing with others. And thank you for letting me share that with you, Susan.
Okay, I didn't catch the name of the website. Our connection isn't very clear. I'm hearing a clicking. Can you give that to me again?
Okay, it's www.lifeseedcodes.com. And there's a complimentary 12-minute meditation that works with the white light, Archangel Michael's energy, and the violet flame. And it's very, very, very powerful tool. Friends of mine have given it to friends, have given it to friends, and the feedback is that it's a very legitimate tool for transformation and clearing cords.
Okay, so it was Light Healing Code.
Life, L-I-F-E, Seed, S-E-E-D, Code, C-O-D-E-S dot com.
Oh, Lifestead Code. So L-I-F-E-S-T-E-D.
Seed.
Seed. A seed, part of a fruit. Does that make sense?
I apologize. The connection.
Okay, what we're going to do is let me put you on hold, and we'll have Jim in the other room give you that information, and we're quickly going to run off to a break. Unfortunately, we're right up to the end. So you're listening to The Michael Shane Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We're back on the Michael Shane Show with Michael and his special guest, Reverend Brian Roberts. Michael, are we ready to take our next phone call?
Yes, we are.
We'll take Karen calling in from Puyallup. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hello, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I feel never better today.
Good, good. I just wanted to call in and say that I've gone through the 12 activations. I've actually gone through a couple of times. And the energy that comes in with each one is just so beautiful and so such a high frequency that they're fun to go through.
So you've experienced what we're talking about today?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I have Master Jesus with me today. It's kind of an honor to have his vibration around. It always humbles me. And he tells me that in regards to transformation, you know, you've been going through that for the last year and a half, but now it's going to really start kicking in. You're going to feel like you're in a horse race, and
I already do.
there's so many changes. There's moves. There's travel. There's home time. Who wouldn't enjoy having your opportunity this year? It's just going to be absolutely beautiful, and doors are opening. Doors are going to be opening, and you yourself are going to be writing some books. And you may start, if you haven't started already, this year.
Really?
Yeah. So it's very beautiful to have these opportunities. Master Jesus says just continue to open your heart. The activation may have an ending, but it never stops. Because you can never get to the top. You're always moving up, and you're always moving forward. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Do you have a question you'd like to ask Master Jesus today?
Oh, goodness. I guess, what kind of writings am I going to be doing?
How the feminine power is motivated by energy.
Oh.
Which... if you're working with these energy vibrations, that would kind of make sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, because we're in the age of the feminine power. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's time for the male energy to take a back seat. Let the feminine energy come in and do what it has to do so we can begin the integration back from the separation that we took and create that power. And you could write a book to explain just a small little piece of how to do that. By activating energies and vibrations and sounds and connect that to the feminine power and bring it through the silver cord into the physical existence. And then we begin to change that three-dimensional vibration and appearance, and we enter into the next phase and dimension, the fourth dimension, the fifth, and the sixth. Mm-hmm. How's that sound to you?
Well, it sounds very good. I like that.
All right, well, thank you very much for being on the show today.
All right. Thank you for having the show and having Brian on. And it's really, really, really good information. So thank you.
Brian is a gift from God.
He is, definitely.
Thank you very much. Mahalo. Let us have her next caller.
Mahalo.
Mahalo, how you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing fine. I've been a friend of Brian's for a long time, and I've gone through his 12 CDs with the Diamond Heart Activation, and they are wonderful. And I want to let people know how wonderful that 12-minute meditation is, too, because I use that almost every day. And if I'm, like, in a down mood or something, then I'll put the CD on, and it'll bring me into a better mood. And Brian is also a wonderful healer, and he's a good dowser, and he's done an awful lot of work for the people on planet Earth. And I would like to thank him for all he has done. And also today, because I'm an astrologer, and I find this is really interesting that he was asked to be on your show today, because the sun is lined up exactly with Cygnus X3 today and tomorrow, and that is where the tone from our creation comes from.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, I thought, wow, that was not by accident.
I don't think it was, and for many different reasons, because a lot of things have been happening lately just in my own life that goes to show you that things are not necessarily happening by accident. They're happening.
Right.
They're happening on a larger scale for a divine purpose.
Yes, very definitely.
So, would there be a question that you would like to ask Master Jesus today?
Well, no. Just if he would like to say something, that would be great.
He would. Are
okay.
You ready? Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready for this.
He says, "Keep up the good work."
Thank you.
That he really appreciates what you do.
Uh-huh.
And because what you do is real, and it comes from your heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very nice.
Well, thank you for calling in today. It was a pleasure to talk with you and to meet with you. And maybe you want to say something to Brian, or
you seem to
know him.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I want to say, Mahalo, that we need to get you on the show because you are such an amazing astrologer. And would you like to take 30 seconds to just tell people about your Planet Alert and give them access to your work as well? Just give them whatever contact information so they can get your free monthly astrology report.
Okay, I write an article called Planet Alert. And you can either write to my email at planetalert@hotmail.com or go into my website at www.mahalas.com.
Oh,
and then they can just sign up there if they want to. Thank you, Brian, for saying that.
Hey. Well, thank you very much as well. And thank you for calling in today. Would I go for our next caller, please?
Sure. Sounds like we have time for one more before the next break. We have Carol calling in from Kirkland.
Hello, Carol. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It was interesting to hear Mahalo's comments about things are lining up. I have two focuses that are sharing my attention and time, and so I'm interested in learning which to focus on to balance my life better. One of them is a nonprofit that supports animals at end of life. It's called the A-Health Project. And the other one is Life Vantage, that is a huge opportunity for people to change their life and health and wealth. And so I'm torn. My background is in nursing. I'd like to know which focus I should direct my energies towards.
Well, I think the answer that I'm receiving from Master Jesus is going to be a little bit of a surprise to you. Why not do both?
That's exactly what I am doing. Okay. I'll keep doing it.
So there you go. You know, you're already doing it. If it isn't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So I had one other question. I've often felt very connected to Native American faith and beliefs and nature connection. And I've wondered if I possibly had a past life that was in that time and age.
Yes. Being told that during the 1870s, you were a crow, I believe, from what I'm being told, in the Rocky Mountains, in the Colorado Mountains. You were in the tribe for the Crow Indians.
Very interesting. And I have a person in my life now who is Native, and I'm wondering if he was with me in that lifetime.
What do we have here? Yes, except for the roles in this particular case is the opposite. You were the male and he was the female.
Interesting.
You were the one going out gathering the meat, and he was the one putting it all together to feed the family and the tribe, because you know they all shared everything that they got to one another. And the children were obviously raised by all the women in the tribe. So that was an amazing situation.
That we've reversed roles in this lifetime, because he actually is Native and is homeless. So, you know, I'm supporting a lot of his energy periodically. So,
well, he won't be for long, okay? You know, it's your heart is larger than life, and Master Jesus says, use that heart and all of his issues and blocks will melt away.
So do you think, does that mean I should be using my heart? This product can be helpful. Should I be getting him on that?
Yes, ma'am. And lastly, Jesus says, just go in peace. Be one with yourself, with your heart, and everything will follow. And you have a good day.
Oh, and thank you so much for your information.
Hello, everybody. We're going to go to break now, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you all. And if you call us in at 800-930-2819. Thank you.
There's always another side. Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437. to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
World, it keeps spinning round and round. Last night I watched the sun go down. I was grateful to know it's gonna rise again. I dreamed a dream.
Hi, we're back on the Michael Shane Show with Michael Shane. Our guest today is Reverend Brian Roberts, who heard his calling to pick up a guitar, and you just heard some of his beautiful music. But before we continue, I want to make this special announcement. Michael will be appearing with Dr. Pat at the Northwest Women's Show on March 3rd from 10 a.m. till 12. Dr. Pat will make a full announcement tomorrow at 10 a.m. I also want to invite everyone to join us at our center on February 23rd for an evening with the Masters. For this particular evening, Master Elmoria will share his insight and help us understand the universal meaning of love. Now, you might be asking yourself this very moment, how can that be? Well, I would like to encourage you to come and experience it for yourself. The doors will open at 6:30 p.m. The event will begin at 7. You can check this event and register for classes offered by the Ascension Foundation by visiting our website at www.michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L-Shane.com. Back to you, Michael.
Hello, everybody. It's just been a wonderful day. This is a great opportunity. I cannot thank the universe, Dr. Pat, God, and all the Ascended Masters for this opportunity to be able to speak to all of you beautiful people. Let's go to the phone lines.
We got time for one more call. We'll take AJ calling in from Seattle.
Hello, AJ.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing today?
Really good. Thank you.
What can I help you with?
The question I have is I've got a vacation rental house over in Eastern Washington, and my original plan was to kind of create like a spiritual retreat place for people to go camping and, you know, stay in little cabins and stuff. And I'm wondering, I owned it with an ex, I still own it with an ex, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to buy him out and then buy some of the property around that to get that going.
Do you meditate?
Last month or two I've started meditating every day.
Okay, in your meditation, I want you to manifest a red flame energy. Okay? Red is the energy of finance, funds. Okay?
Okay.
And you pull it in from your heart and illuminate around your whole body. But don't think three-dimensionally. Go into the fourth dimensions, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and so forth, and activate that to every single body and chakra that you have. And do the affirmations that I will be successful in purchasing this property in the name of light, love, and God. Okay? And so if you do that, I will say yes. You'll be able to buy him out, and you'll also have opportunities, and possibly even an investor or a business partner, to purchase the rest of the land so you can start building.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, success is the name of 2013. So if you want to be successful, create it now, and what you create now is what you'll be successful in. Okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, and let us know when you have this put together. Call me at the Ascension Foundation, and go to our website at www.michaelshane.com, and let us know how it's going, because you know what? We might even be a client.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so thank you very much, and you have a wonderful, beautiful day.
You too. Thank you.
So, Brian, and
so
everybody
Michael.
Out there, thank you for calling in today. It's I love talking to you guys and giving you some insight. It also gives me an opportunity for the masters to say things to you through their vibration so I can see what they're saying to other people. And it all seems to be based on one process, one vibration, one definition, and that is believe in yourself, create what you want, and be in the vibration of love. Speaking of love, let's talk about God.
I love it.
I hear a story that God is the one that connected you to playing the guitar. How did that manifest?
Through meditation. Yes, I was directed to sit and talk to God and then listen for the direction, a new direction in my healing work. And at the end of three, I was hoping that I was going to get like this celestial being in my living room and just, you know, get the keys to a new car or, you know, written word. And I was very surprised just to see what manifested over 3 weeks, that I was playing the guitar, I was chanting, and it was making me feel really good.
So you received etheric tablets.
Yeah, let's say they're codes. They're not in English, but they are energetic designs that we see coming in, yes, by all means.
Well, that's great.
But I do want to say that, you know, in my mid-50s, to just take on the idea of being able to manifest music was crazy. So you have to be willing to accept things way outside your present reality envelope. Transformation is the unhidden realm. Trust the little whispers from spirit and let the magic begin.
I wished I would have followed that advice when I went bungee jumping in California. they were telling me, don't do it. But I, you know. So I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, and maybe in the future you might be willing to do it again.
I would love to, and I want to continue our working together.
That is without saying, so
awesome.
We will do that. And I would like to thank our listeners today for coming in and listening to the show today. It's been a pleasure of mine, and it just melts my heart to be able to have an opportunity to talk with you all. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful, beautiful God day.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, man.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world.
Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.